Hi. I'm Brianna. I didn't realize how big this room was until I got up here. Then you can see everyone. So I'm really excited to be here. This is my first semester taking a Mad Woman class, so it's been a really great experience for me, and everyone's been really welcoming to Pittsburgh. So I'm going to read from a series of poems that I've been working on about my travels throughout South America for about 5 years ago now. I was in the 8.9 magnitude earthquake in Chile, and that was a really transformative experience for me, and I lived with a family there. So this is a series of poems I wrote about that experience. The first one is called The Dog. It is strange to me that all the trees did not fall. The dog encased in a link fence outside the empty house next door is roving. Sometimes his howl forecasts an earthquake, but other times he predicts nothing at all. In the night, surrounded by strangers' bodies, sleeping on tile floor, I listen for his voice, hoping the sun may soon rise so I may read your letter again, a reminder that I am among the living. So this is called Orlando. This is my father, I say to the American girls, his arm coiling my waist. Orlando always brings me out of the kitchen to talk with the Americans. They look at me, then at him, confused. I am as tall as he is, except when he wears a chef's hat. I slice dozens of onions for empanadas. Tearing and giggling, he shows me the most methodical way, his hands cupping mine around the onion. He watches me. Immersed in the night, I slice, making his grandmother's food, redeeming his own children's apathy, pretending. His grandmother's pila, copper, looms above my head. This is called Orlando and I, Alone. I tried to explain what a fox was weeks earlier. Almost red, not quite a dog or a wolf, pursued, intelligent. It wasn't important then. Now, within the car, key in hand, he asks what I think of him. Isn't it marvelous, he begins, that I am part of his family, that he loves me, that he waited his life to meet me. My father's fingertips outline my lips, trace my jaw, measure eyelashes, leaving imprints on my eyelids. It is dark outside, his torso over the center console, his hands exploring tangles in my almost red hair. The ice cream store across the way goes black. I'm worth not sleeping, groping under my shirt, he smells of onion. His voice is gentle, kind, his movements heavy with desire. The sun begins to rise. Onions. The Egyptians believed an onion's concentric rings symbolized eternal life. Before I left, I placed notes in every pocket, between book leaves and in the toes of the shoes under your bed, believing you would hear my words echo in your inner ear. 5,076 miles away, my father taught me to slice an onion with a big knife. The ivory insides contain a pattern that I wish I could explain. Now I would like to write my poems on onion skin, and you could crumple my reports 4 months apart between your fingers as easily as onion skin tears. This last one is called I Have Been. It's my ode to Pablo Neruda. I had the privilege of visiting three of his houses in Chile. I have been. Pablo, I have been told that you always wrote in green ink, the color of hope. I believe it, tracing the face of your figureheads who know to look to heaven. Within the mixture of ship and labyrinth, inside those giant shoes, you surround yourself. Poverty, poetry, watermelons, whale's teeth, and music boxes. From your cloud chair, you murmur of the elusive naked woman on the roof. The sirens called you into the sea of her tangled red hair. I look at your collections and wonder what poets do when their people have lost what even poetry cannot save, those we have loved to the now ruptured earth. So Valerie Baccarat, I think I'm saying your name right, is next.